Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Mark Sanna, and welcome to our Alliance Partner Spotlight. Today I'm very pleased to be with a great, great friend of mine, Mr. Jeff Misko. Jeff and I go way back in chiropractic, and Jeff's dad, like my dad, is he's a chiropractic kid, so we both grew up in chiropractic families. He has a great passion and love for the profession. He is also the authority on decompression and decompression systems. And so if you'll please join me in welcoming the president and owner of KDT, Jeff Misko. Jeff, welcome.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. And mostly the accolades from my father, who passed away a few years back. But even better, 2013 marks the 100th anniversary of our family practice in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. We're extremely proud of that, and looking to celebrate all year as much as we can that milestone.
Congratulations. That is a milestone. That's really, really something to celebrate. I know that you guys will. So, Jeff, I want to give you a little bit of my background in decompression. When I was first exposed to decompression, it was probably a decade ago. Decompression system cost somewhere, I think it started about $70,000 and went up to about $120,000+. It took up about an entire room of the practice. Once it was put down, the thing could never be moved again. If you did, it lost value by about 95%. And it was, for me, one of the things that really took decompression, and I know you'll probably argue with me that that was actually decompression, but it took decompression outside of the hands of the practicing chiropractor. And Jeff, if you've got a claim to fame, it's going to be that, they'll probably put this on your tombstone, is that you made chiropractic decompression a part of every chiropractic practice, and college, by the way. But you brought chiropractic decompression into the mainstream.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark, and I would be remiss if I did not mention Dr. Jay Kennedy, who through his innovation and study of the use of traction to create the notion of spinal decompression, which you know, a lot of people ask, what's the difference between traction and decompression? If you have an intact disc and you traction it, it will dramatically reduce its disc pressure. But having said that, Jay Kennedy, very early on, had purchased a lot of these expensive systems, and I remember him telling me one day in the late 90s about opening up one of these very expensive systems and finding a linear traction motor inside. He calls it his Wizard of Oz open the curtain moment, and he realized that you know, a lot of these systems were built to look very impressive to the doctor, but at the end of the day, the action of the system itself not only was inadequate, but it was grossly overpriced. And Jay Kennedy became a crusader at that moment in time. He was very incensed at having very early bought a VAX-D, and then he bought a few Lordex systems and a DRX and a few of the other ones. And
well, you know, they say college is expensive.
Well, it proved to be so for Dr. Kennedy, but it also proved to be, I think, at the end of the day, very expensive for these companies that were, I think, in many ways, overpricing very inadequate technology. But having said that, he began the process of understanding, based on the research and the existing science at the time, you know, what you should do, and came up with a system of how you would select and classify, provocatively examine, figure out issues in discs like directional preference and gravitational bias, and then take that patient and adequately treat them and bring down treatment times from 20 to 30 visits, which Interestingly enough, if you look at some of the major studies that have been done on episodic discal low back and neck pain, that 20 to 30 visit treatment time is no better than the placebo groups got with no intervention at all. And once he recognized that, you know, that 7 to 13 week time frame was meaningless in terms of result with intervention or out, he started to study, you know, could we apply the use of traction to create decompression in a robust way that would create that same effect in 3 to 5 weeks instead? And obviously the technique has been taught to thousands and thousands of people, and I'm referring to the Kennedy decompression technique.
And that to me is that's what it'll be on Jay's tombstone, along with some inside jokes, I'm sure. But there'll be this is a man who made decompression a technique.
Well,
and took it from just a tool, right?
Right.
And made it a technique.
Yeah, and I think and his notions were very laudable. I mean, when Dr. Kennedy approached me originally, he really didn't want to have a lot to do with any of the sales or equipment or anything like that. He wanted to instruct, and we approached another company very early on who modified one of their basic traction systems that many of your folks are aware of, and we co-developed Chattanooga's DTS for them and sold thousands and thousands of those systems. And as our understanding of what we needed to be able to do with decompression advanced through research and you know, clinical acumen, the KDT Neuroflex ultimately was born. It, you know, we wanted to make a table that was more amenable to the patient condition as it was revealed through the application of the technique. And the other tables on the market were really modified from very basic, you know, 30-year-old traction systems. And although they worked, and, you know, you can still get a result with them, and we certainly teach, you know, how to do the best you can with any system when someone takes the technique. It's not biased towards a table. We did ultimately, and I say this out of frustration, I developed a new table platform in conjunction with Armedica Manufacturing in Arkansas and Mettler Electronics and Core Products. Those are the folks who provide all the essential ingredients, and we came up with the Neuroflex system, which is without question the most amenable, highest quality, affordable decompression system on the market.
Well, Jeff, let's pretend for a moment that I'm a doc listening, and I don't know anything about the Neuroflex table, and I've seen it. The thing that is unusual is I see a supine patient and a prone patient, and so what are the differentiating? What makes this table different from some of the other tables that a doctor might be considering in their practice? Obviously, I think one of the big differentiating factors, of course, beyond the technology, is that you've created this technology at a price point that makes this technology affordable for all chiropractic practices. So,
yes, we have. I mean, we've kept to that basic premise that you know, if you subtract greed from, and I, you know, I hate to be so blunt, but if you subtract the greed factor, medical equipment is traditionally priced just like, you know, most products that hit the market. Here's your cost of manufacture, cost of distribution and marketing, and here ends up being your retail price with reasonable profit margins. And our product is under $12,000, even with all the accessories and education and everything built into it. And, you know, I want to stress, first of all, the quality of manufacture. Armedica Manufacturing in Greenwood, Arkansas, makes the highest quality American-built tables in the world. I mean, they are just of tremendous quality. And they took my design and really did tremendous things with it. But when you talk about the positional attributes of the table, that really goes back to the educational factor. and why it's, you know, the Kennedy technique is included with the table. Most doctors never would think about buying an adjusting table before they learned a technique and knew what they needed in terms of attributes in a table. However, as far as decompression goes, they listen to salespeople and they think somehow decompression is either an event, which is laughable, or is a magic machine attribute. And, you know, there are no magic machines any more than there are magic adjusting tables.
You know, yeah, you put the doctor back in decompression.
That's what we did. And we tried to get people to first learn how to do decompression and then understand what the attributes are of the platform that you would need, and then, of course, provide the highest quality system that would allow you to do that. It's fully powered. We can do things like, obviously, supine treatments, which all the big expensive manufacturers, that's all they can do is supine. But we also give you the prone option. And prone is primary. If you look at the best study that's been done in the last decade, was done by Julie Fritz. She's a PT with a PhD out of the University of Colorado. And she has validated every single premise of the Kennedy technique through the research of folks like Lieve, Leeming, Sarman, Mulligan, McKenzie.
This table was built on science.
It's totally built on science. But, of course, it requires a doctor who understands, you know, what to do with all those positional attributes. You know, flexion, you know, for folks with stenosis and posterior discs, positioned prone, atypical migrating posterior disc, supine into flexion. This system allows inversion for those thoracic herniations. We've built in whole body vibration. All the caudal sections are powered.
Cervical treatment involved, right?
Absolutely. And we even have come out recently with a new cervical device that is optional to the traditional Saunders unit that's available. And it allows for more comfort and a completely different mechanism of action that we found to be more comfortable. And I think it's the first real innovation in cervical traction in probably two decades. So we're really excited about that as well. We also have, interestingly enough, a belting system that is, we think, superior to anything on the market. It creates an action of pull that, first of all, is super easy to set up on the patient. Second of all, does not create any pelvic torsion. We also have an optional belt that's an, what we call an open architecture belt. And for the very first time, we have innovated the ability for chiropractors to do class 4 laser or ultrasound or muscle stim
at the same time.
At the exact same time they're doing spinal decompression, and therefore achieving what we would call a synergistic effect. So as most science has revealed around what chiropractors do, it's not one thing, but it's pretty much all we do together that creates that synergy that helps the body heal and, moreover, makes the patient more satisfied.
Well, that certainly is. You know, just to take a quick sec, one of the biggest trends in practice right now is that combination of decompression and the class 4 lasers. We're seeing more and more and more and more of that.
Yes. And the really nice thing is, and again, we've had a lot to do with this. We've had extraneous relationships with a lot of the class 4 manufacturers of lasers. And I'm going to be real honest with you. I've never been a real big fan of how expensive they were. You know, like all new technologies into the market that actually work. And again, when we talk about class 4s, we're talking about very high-powered lasers. You know, 10 watts or better, 10 watts would be 10,000 milliwatts of continuous power. And not super pulse, but I mean the real thing, a real class 4 laser. And we find that they penetrate better and they get a very robust effect that, you know, cash-paying patients are willing to pay for because they can feel it. But having said that, you had to pay a tremendous amount of money. And we're going to be announcing very soon a relationship with a new entrant into the market who isn't so new. They were the first folks to get class 4 lasers cleared into the U.S., but we're talking 10 watts now. Instead of for, you know, $23,000, dropping that down to below $13,000. So there's been a serious movement in reduction of price with a company that's very serious about making laser affordable, just as we have made spinal decompression affordable to the average chiropractor who's out there.
Well, Jeff, one of the things that you and I also share is a passion for business, and we are both members of an organization called EO, that's Entrepreneurs Organization, and we have a strong respect for the business of chiropractic. My dad used to say, you're in the business of healing, and without the business, there's not any healing. So since we're talking about the money, let's go into a little bit about the return on investment for this product. So somebody is thinking about dropping a little over $10,000 on this product. What can the average doc expect?
Well, the first thing he needs to understand, or she, is that you don't have to do any kind of really crazy marketing around decompression. That's been you buy a machine and it comes with $30,000 worth of marketing, and you're expected to spend $20,000 a month and TV ads and all this other nonsense. And, you know, I love when you talk about your dad because it reminds me of things that I remember growing up around my dad. My dad never did any advertising, and the reason he didn't have to is because he was a great chiropractor. He delivered a great result, and therefore the word of mouth referral drove the practice. He had his name in the white pages in the phone book. That's how you found his phone number. You know, when people heard about him, you could look him up. But having said that, a spinal decompression practice, or that portion of your practice that's spinal decompression, first of all, will not interfere with the chiropractic practice because, I mean, the doctor's going to have to do the exam and all that stuff, but the actual procedure, like most modalities, are delegable. But having said that, the return on investment factor with spinal decompression is still very strong, and the reason that is because, first of all, it's primarily a cash procedure. Now, you can bill it as traction as part of a component of the billable service that you're doing. But in these uncertain days with third-party reimbursement and the looming government health care program, we're all looking for ways that we can retrain the profession to have particular procedures and things that they do that will draw cash-paying patients. And spinal decompression is certainly primary in that role. And you have, you know, 40 million people a year, according to the government statistics, who fail traditional allopathic methods for discal neck and low back pain. So there's a limitless population of people who will come for spinal decompression. But the key is to get a great result, and that requires a great education, and that requires the Kennedy decompression technique. And it also requires an amenable platform that you can use to get that result. A best way to calculate ROI, and again, if you're not spending, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 a month on a $150,000 piece of equipment, if you're spending $200 and some dollars a month, let's say you leased a KDT system, let's do some math here. If you look at a case fee on a new patient, and most chiropractors know what a new patient is worth to their practice, so let's say you have a folk or a person that comes in for a spinal decompression series over a five-week time frame, including the rehab, and on a very low side average, let's say you collect $1,500 on that patient.
I think that's very reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very reasonable because you don't have to, overcharge the patient for an effective therapy. But let's say it's $1,500 and you can get one new patient a week. Now, I have yet to meet a breakthrough coaching member who can't get one new patient a week. If they can't get one new a week, I tell them to tattoo an L on their forehead. we all know what that means. But having said that, if you can get one new patient a week, that's a net close to $80,000 a year, and that doesn't count all the other services that they generally deliver, including nutrition and weight loss
Referral of their spouse and
all that other sort of thing. That comes on top of that. So for a let's say an $11,000 investment, you have a $80,000 return. And I'm going to be real honest with you. When you get into the realm of affordable decompression that's referral-driven, the biggest reality, and this sounds very salesy, but I can prove it to you, vast majority of our customers over the last decade have multiple tables because of the volume that comes. And it can be very profitable still, and it doesn't require all this crazy marketing and everything that you've been taught by the industry of decompression that, you know, we're the rational people out here. You know, we're all about the science, the education, affordable, high-quality, amenable product to do it with, and making it, as you said before, very mainstream.
And well, Jeff, you know, one point on that track, if you are interested in your practice in tapping into medical referrals, decompression is something that the medical docs in your community absolutely love. They don't like discs, non-surgical, right? They don't know what to do with them. And once you tap into that, I've heard time after time after time from our Breakthrough Coaching members that they sent the doc sent over the first patient and then another one and then another one. And I've actually had, and I know you've probably had many clients as well, where the medical doctor actually comes over and ends up being a patient, first decompression and then a chiropractic patient afterwards. So it's a great way to get your practice into the mainstream of medical referrals, much easier lifting than to go through the portal of as a chiropractic provider.
Yeah, Mark, you know, you said something that's kind of near and dear to my heart in that a decompression patient tends to be a patient, as a rule, that has failed other conservative and allopathic forms of intervention. And there's so many people sitting out there popping pills and wondering when their next crippling episode is going to occur. And when it does, they're looking for somebody that can treat it. You know, so many medical doctors are just, you know, they really can't operate anymore. And again, with the looming government healthcare system, surgery is going to be limited more and more and more due to the expense and moreover the lack of proven result. You know, disc surgery is not the most successful thing people can do, and its rate of failure is very scary to most people. So
yeah, and now if you get a steroid injection, you're taking your life in your hands as well.
Well, the steroids,
or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, the steroids have a very limited effect. I mean, those of us with back pain, I count myself in that category, who have had crippling low back pain and had steroid injections. The first one works good, the second one not so good, and the third one generally not at all, and now what are we going to do? You know, getting your back chopped apart, I can speak from experience. They operated on my father's back, who actually hurt himself adjusting a patient, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Big 350-pound guy with doing a side posture adjustment.
Yep.
And
yep.
He ended up in a wheelchair and died very early in his life. You know, he sort of gave his life as a
chiropractic.
And I look at it, you know, as a very serious thing. One, this is a repeatable procedure. It doesn't beat the chiropractor up, and it provides a completely new market of patients that you know, he can tap into that provide cash to that practice. And I think that's a really important safety net, you know, as we move into the unknown.
So here we have an investment less than $12,000. We've got a return about $80,000. Above and beyond that, I know you always do something special for our Breakthrough Coaching members. So when they're in touch with you, I know they can expect to have something special done for them.
Yeah, there's always a Breakthrough Coaching discount, and when they contact us, we let them know exactly how that works, and we do have other distribution partners out there that do not offer that, so it's important that they contact us directly through Miracom Products and at www.com. KDT Neuralflex, and that's NeuralFlex, neuralflex.com.
And if you can't remember that, the link is always up on our homepage. Go to the Alliance Partner section and click on the KDT logo. You'll see this conversation there, and you'll also see the link that will take you right to the KDTneuralflex.com. And on that site, you're going to see a whole graphic video about the table, and there's a brochure, and there's some success stories, and a whole lot of great information that's there. So it's a great resource. If you are considering in your practice what you're going to do about healthcare, the healthcare reform that's coming up in the future, Jeff, you're right on. It's not going to be more insurance. It's going to be less insurance. It's going to be more cash case fee. Those docs who position their practice with a diversified income stream, diversified new patient flow, are going to be those doctors who are going to shine during this period of time. If you are considering purchasing a decompression system, I recommend very, very strongly that you place the KDT system up at the top of your list. I wouldn't consider having a decompression system in my practice without first making sure that you speak to Jeff and his folks. So, Jeff, any words as we wrap up?
Well, the only thing I'd like to finish with is my appreciation for Breakthrough Coaching over the years, and certainly your friendship, but I would encourage any of your members to continue that journey with Breakthrough Coaching. You guys have always been the most ethical management company that I've ever come in contact with over my life, and it's very heartfelt for me to have you and all your staff as business partners and moreover friends. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you. And same with you, right back at you. And so this concludes our presentation. Thank you all for joining us, and make today an exceptional day.